We've talked about recent terror plots broken up by the FBI, Islamo-fascist terror plots, incidentally. Yet they haven't really been mentioned by many media outlets because the perpetrators are not blonde and blue-eyed. Yet the question also has been brought up over and over again, how can we fight against terrorism when our government won't even use words like terrorists and jihadists? Well, fortunately, not all of our elected leaders are this crazy. Joining us now is U.S. Representative Sue Myrick, Republican, North Carolina, 9th District, to give us her view on what the connection is.
Thanks, Michael. You know, there's so much going on in our world today and in our country. We've kind of zeroed in on these big issues, particularly health care, but I am really concerned about what's happening with national security for several reasons. I'm sure you've been paying close attention to what's going on with Iran, and that situation's extremely frustrating to all of us because they're just, you know, thumbing their nose at us for all purposes, and, you know, we've got to get serious about what we do to deal with that, and, you know, they've got to dismantle those sites. It's just very frightening to me, but it ties into what we've been working on here in the U.S., And as you're aware, we've had several recent, what I call radical Islamist terrorist plots foiled by the FBI, the CIA, because of either us having been able to infiltrate cells or we've intercepted communications, et cetera. And so I'd like to kind of, as I call it, connect the dots on how all this fits together, even though there's no current evidence that any of this is connected. You know, one thing that I'm extremely disturbed about before I get into that is the fact that our administration is just kind of systematically, I think, downgrading national security. One of my main concerns in what's happening right now is the CIA situation where the Attorney General has decided to prosecute the CIA agents. And I can tell you, the guys in the field, these guys have the worst job in the world anyway. I mean, horrible jobs, but they do it because they're patriots and they're committed to protecting us here in America. And when they tell them that they may be prosecuted for their actions, it puts a damper on, first of all, what they're willing to do, even with being a patriot. And then it also, you know, just decimates our human intelligence, which we don't have enough of anyway. That really frightens me. It frightens me because the administration won't let us use certain words, supposedly. I use them anyway.
We have to use those words.
But, you know, we can't talk about, you know, terrorism. We can't talk about jihad. And that's really what upsets me, because when you connect the dots of these recent terror plots, literally, most of them, and we've taken this from FBI records, you know, of evidence that they've collected, press releases and investigative documents, that kind of thing. They talk, the individual people talk about committing violent jihad, being trained as a jihadist fighter, you know, really going and attending training in by Al-Qaeda overseas. And, you know, some of them are American citizens, so they have free travel. Their passports can take them back and forth without question. And that really disturbs me as well. When you start putting it together, I mean, this is only what we know about. And my big concern is all that's out there that we don't know about. And I just feel, as a country, America is extremely vulnerable today, and we aren't paying enough attention to it. So we've been working with a group from Europe. There's a group of European Parliament members, and last year I pulled together a group of members of Congress, and the European Parliament members came over here, and we had a meeting to talk about ways that we could attack this globally, because as you well know, it's all over the world and getting worse. And so we had another meeting just recently. There's a group in the European Parliament of members who truly, this is their number one priority, and they are willing to speak out and say what needs to be said, because, you know, most of the people in Europe are politically correct, as they are here in the United States, and not a lot gets done. So So I'm excited about that because we set up some principles that we can agree on, some things we're working on together, and we're going to continue that initiative because I just, you know, still go back to the same thing that the number one priority of our federal government is national security. And if we don't take care of national security, we can talk about health care and other things all day long, but I'm telling you, we aren't going to be around to do that. I mean, I know I sound like I'm being an alarmist, but quite frankly, I think we're in a situation because there's been such a stepped-up effort on what's going on within our own borders that we need to be very vigilant right now, and we need to care about this.
All the time I hear people asking, what good does it do to call our representatives in Congress? So tell me, why is this different?
Calling your representative is extremely important, and I'll tell you why. They may not respond to you. You may not get an email or a return phone call because you're not in their district or whatever. But I'm telling you, they pay attention. They keep the numbers. They know how many people called on a certain issue, and they know how the people feel about it, and it does have an effect on how they treat that issue. Just recently, healthcare has been a perfect example. There were some people who were going to vote for public plan and healthcare before they went home for August and got beat up so much by their constituents, they came back and said, no way will I support that. It's still a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And that's what we forget. Everybody's voice counts.
Representative Sue Myrick, thanks for being on the Savage Nation.
So I really appreciate your giving me an opportunity to express my opinion. I hope your listeners will contact their representatives around the country if they agree and put it on their radar screen because, you know, people just don't want to deal with this because it's a tough issue. It's a terrifying issue. In a lot of cases, they're afraid for their life, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, we've got to deal with it. It's really important. So thanks again for having me on.